Meet Georgi, a resident of a small remote village in Yakutia, one of the coldest inhabited places on Earth. This year, winter arrived a month early for Georgi and his family. By September, the first snow had already covered the land, freezing the quiet village streets. In just a month, winter will return in full force, with temperatures dropping to a brutal minus 60 degrees Celsius. So Georgi must get his family ready. In Yakutia, heating isn't comfort, it's survival. Without it, a house can freeze solid in less than an hour. So every morning, before his children wake up, Georgi tends to his stove. Georgi and Tatiana have three children, 4-year-old Anyuta, 2-year-old Evgeny, and their oldest, 12-year-old Eva, who studies far from home at a boarding school. Anyuta and Evgeny attend a tiny nursery with only 4 children in total, yet it stays open every day, no matter how cold it gets. Parents wrap their children in a layer of warm clothing and life goes on, because in Yakutia, the cold is simply a way of life. They live in a tiny village of just 60 people, hidden deep in the Siberian forest. There are no supermarkets, no hospitals, and no police. If something happens, families must rely entirely on themselves. That's why every autumn everyone prepares carefully, stocking up on firewood, food and supplies, and insulating their homes to survive the long, bitter cold. After dropping the children off at the nursery, Georgi goes to help his neighbor insulate the barn for the cattle. In this small, remote community, everyone helps each other, especially when the long, harsh winter is near. In Yakutia, people survive together, not alone. Keeping animals alive and warm through the winter is hard work that few could handle. The barn must be sealed tightly against the frost. To insulate it, Georgi uses an old traditional method passed down through generations, covering the walls with cow dung. To many people, this may sound unusual, but once dried, cow dung becomes completely odorless, solid and highly insulating. It's also antibacterial and naturally insect-repelling, making it a surprisingly effective and sustainable building material. For centuries, the Yakut people have relied on this simple yet clever technique to keep their barns warm and their animals safe through the coldest winters on Earth. A way of surviving in a climate where modern materials often fail. After helping his neighbor, Georgi returns to his own home. The family doesn't live here yet. The house is still under renovation and he wants to finish before the real cold sets in. Today, Georgi is insulating the roof with soil. He carries heavy bags filled with dark soil and spread it across the top of the house. It may look unusual, but this is an old Yakut method that works perfectly in the Arctic cold. When the temperature drops, the soil freezes and forms a thick, solid layer. It traps the worms inside and blocks the freezing wind from getting through the roof. The frozen earth becomes a natural armor that protects the house from the cold. Georgi also pours soil around the foundation to keep the floor from freezing. If you look closely, you will notice that between the logs, people in Yakutia use moss or jute fiber to seal every tiny gap. With no central heating, the family uses an electric convector, spending about $250 a month in winter. That's why good insulation is so important. It helps reduce heating costs and keeps the bills from going sky high. After finishing the work around the house, Georgi and Tatiana drive 120 kilometers to the nearest town, the only place where they can buy proper winter clothing. In this part of the world, an ordinary jacket or pair of city boots simply won't survive. Locals shop only from specialized Arctic brands designed for life in temperatures that can freeze steel and turn breath into snow. Georgi needs a full set: winter trousers, a heavy jacket, boots, a hat, and mittens. But even this gear will only last through early winter. When January and February arrive and the temperature drops to its lowest, people switch to fur clothing because no synthetic material can truly stand against Yakutia's brutal cold. But warmth here comes at a price. A full fur outfit can cost up to $5,000 per person, and locals often save for years to afford one. Today, Georgi spent about $800 on his new set of winter clothing, enough to face the coming weeks of frost. After returning home from the town, Georgi and Tatiana don't rest for long. It's time to think about food for the day. Living deep in the wild, people here rely on hunting and fishing for their food. In October, Georgi uses an old fishing method called charoch, the same one his father taught him when he was a boy. First, Georgi and Tatiana go to a small lake to catch minnows, tiny fish used as a bait. Georgi places a raw dough inside a basket and leaves it in the water overnight. The next day, they return to collect the catch. Then they drive to the river. Georgi drills several holes in the ice and gently threads the live minnows onto a line, lowering them back under the ice so they can keep moving. Then they wait. During the cold Yakut nights, Berbat, a fish that hides deep in the river, comes out to hunt. If they are lucky, by morning it takes the bait. On the third day, Tatiana and Georgi return to the river, hoping for a catch. This ancient method takes time, patience, and a lot of hard work.
Oh, barbel. Oh!
After 3 days of effort, they catch 6 berbats. Tired but happy, they return home with food for the week, a gift from Mother Nature herself. October is also the time when farmers butcher their cattle for winter. It's an old Yakut tradition. Families buy fresh meat, divide it into portions, and freeze it for the month ahead. Georgi just brought home a large piece of meat, which Tatiana will store and freeze it for the winter. Tatiana and Georgi have been together for 12 years, doing everything side by side, working, building, raising children, and preparing for winter. In a place shaped by long, harsh winters, life without love, care, and support will be impossible. Together, they build their cozy wooden house by the river, pouring all their love and warmth into it. They name it after Tatiana's beloved grandfather as a tribute to family and their ancestors. Today, they welcome travelers from all over the world to stay in their home and experience what life is like in one of the coldest places on Earth. But life here isn't easy. Living in such an extreme climate means facing challenges every single day, even something as simple as food. In this frozen land, fresh fruits and vegetables are a luxury. apples, bananas, and tomatoes rarely reach this far, and when they do, their prices are often higher than meat. So locals rely on what nature gives them: lingonberries, potatoes, carrots, and herbs gathered during the short northern summer. In October, Tatiana and Georgi spend their days pickling, salting, and freezing everything they've harvested, storing the taste of summer to survive the long, dark month ahead. Now, Georgi and Tatiana are heading on their daily mission to collect water for drinking and washing. For drinking water, they drive about 8 kilometers to a natural spring where they fill large containers with crystal clear water. They do this while it's still autumn before the river freezes. In just a few weeks, the water will turn to solid ice, sometimes up to 2 meters thick. Locals then harvest ice from the river, cutting it into large blocks and storing it outside. Later, they melt it for drinking and cooking. In their village, there are no water pipes or running water. Building such systems in Yakutia is almost impossible. The land is frozen for most of the year, and laying underground pipes through permafrost is extremely expensive. Yakutia is also huge, almost the size of India, and many villages are simply too remote for centralized utilities. So people here still live in a traditional way. Georgi and Tatiana use river water for cleaning, washing, and daily chores. When it comes to bathing, families don't have showers or hot water lines. Instead, they have their own wooden banya, a traditional Russian-style sauna built beside the house. Once a week, they heat it with firewood, bring in buckets of river water, and enjoy a few hours of real warmth and steam. Here, even simple things like washing or collecting water take effort and time. In the afternoon, Georgi and Tatiana drive 40 kilometers to pick up Eva from her boarding school. They can't wait to see her. The week always feels long without her at home, and every Saturday becomes a special day for the whole family. There are no grocery store in their village, so every trip like this is important. Today they need to buy a box of bread, enough to last for the week. In a place where the nearest store is 40 kilometers away, even bread must be planted and stored carefully for the days ahead. After shopping, they drive to Eva's boarding school. Every Saturday feels like a small celebration, the day their family becomes complete again. Eva studies far from home because there are no schools in their own village, and driving 80 kilometers every day will be too difficult, especially in winter when temperatures fall to minus 50 degrees Celsius. Yet, even in such cold, life here doesn't stop. Children still go to school. Back home, the work never really ends. Tatiana begins to do the laundry. There is no running water here, so Georgi and Tatiana use the water they brought from the river earlier. As the day comes to end, the family gathers around the table for dinner. After a long week apart, Eva is finally home, and the house feels alive again, filled with laughter, the smell of warm food, and the quiet joy of being together. This is everyday life in Yakutia. Simple, quiet, and strong. Every day is a battle against the cold, yet the people here never complain. They live in the full harmony with nature, respecting its power, its silence, and its beauty. For them, Yakutia is not just a place to live, it's their mother, their pride, and their greatest love, a way of life they would never trade for anything.